This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. A Pulaski County Circuit Judge ruled in favor of the Stone County Election Commission Wednesday in a hearing regarding Russ Aiken's petition for mandamus and declaratory judgment that Lance Bond's name was illegally on the ballot for Stone County Sheriff. Aiken, the Republican Party candidate, was challenging Bond's nomination by a Democratic Party County Convention. The judge heard several motions and ruled on a direct verdict that the Election Commission was not in contempt and the Democratic Party County Convention and their candidate Lance Bonds was properly and legally chosen as the party's candidate in the November election. Bonds won that with 52% of the vote over Aiken and write-in candidate Reuben Ballantyne. The ruling confirms Bonds as a duly elected sheriff of Stone County and can take and hold office January 1st. A witness at the hearing said Aiken did congratulate Bonds after the hearing and did not indicate he would appeal the decision. Bond's selection as a candidate had been in question since June when Bond's and current Sheriff Todd Hudspeth tied in a runoff election. Election Commission Chairman Betty Allred said, quote, "What separates America from many other countries is a fair and impartial judiciary, and I think we saw that at work Wednesday."
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to Liberty2Go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit Liberty2Go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
A Pope County Circuit judge, after hearing from both sides in a hydroelectric rate and power purchase dispute, says his decision would be forthcoming Friday. The judge said he wanted all the information either side could present. Several witnesses were heard Wednesday, including Independence County Judge Bill Hicks and the former manager of Clarksville Water and Light, Hugh Harrison. There were some expert witnesses as well. The hearing deals primarily with two issues. Clarksville has given notice to the county that it will discontinue purchasing the project's power because the three dams have never produced the amount of power called for in its design. Independence County says that has never been an issue before concerning Clarksville buying its product. Independence County says the rate should be $70.32 per megawatt hour, and Clarksville says it should be closer to $50 per megawatt hour. Independence County has asked the court to send the dispute to arbitration, saying it's required by the power purchase contract between the two. And a 37-year-old Sharp County man's been charged in circuit court with breaking and entering and theft. The charges against Joseph C. Pearson of Cave City stem from an incident November 5th when he and a female accomplice broke into Sandra Hughes' vehicle while it was parked at a Batesville business and stole her purse and its contents. Following a tip from the public, officers took Pearson into custody November 9th and, according to court records, took a statement from him in which he admitted stealing the purse. He also took authorities to his apartment where they recovered the purse and all the contents listed as stolen. Pearson has been placed on a $40,000 bond. And the Arkansas Court of Appeals says that weaving within a lane of traffic isn't enough reason for an officer to pull someone over on suspicion of drunken driving. The court made that ruling on Wednesday. It came from a case out of Carroll County where a court ruled that there was no probable cause to stop a man because he drove outside the boundaries of his lane. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.